Fighters, welcome to the Contractor Fight Podcast. Today, I'm flying solo because I just want to update y'all on some things that are going on in our world. And then I'm going to give you a couple sales tips with this today. So I'll quickly move through this for you. Just some housekeeping stuff here. First is on Saturday, October 23rd. We've got a lot of things happening that day. The first is my new book, Winning the Contractor Fight, will be available on Amazon and on our website and all that other stuff. I'm super excited about the book. We handed out over 350 copies to those that were attendees of our Mile High Profit Summit a few weeks ago. So they got an advanced copy. And then we officially launch it on Saturday, October 23rd. And guys, listen, winning the contractor fight is all about winning the battle between your ears. And that's what we go into in this book. So look forward to grabbing a copy of that and just taking away at least one thing that'll help make your life, business, relationships something better. The 23rd is also the day that my show, Unfinished Business, will premiere on HGTV. Now, they hired me individually to be a host of the show. This is not a contractor fight show. It's not Tom going in, putting homeowners in headlocks. All right. This is me and a team, a contractor and a designer going in, and we're trying to get to the root of some things with why people are running into issues and their projects have stalled. And we help them through that. I'm really excited about that. The network's been great to work with. So listen, if you want to catch that, the plan is Saturday, October 23rd at 8 p.m. Eastern time on HGTV. And I'm excited to check that out as well, because I haven't even seen an episode either. I just filmed them, they edit them, and we're all excited to see what's going on with that. So listen, today, I want to give some sales tips, all right? And some of these are from my chapter in the book on sales. I end it with, I don't know, 8, 10, 12 bullet points of just some quick thoughts that I have on sales. So I'm going to give you some of those, a few of them here, because I think they're relevant to what you're doing in your business, or else I wouldn't have written it. But before I do that, I want to give a shout out to our sponsor, Contractor Growth Network. And the reason I want to give this shout out before these tips is, guys, when you have this part right with your web presence, a website system that sells for you, it makes all the other sales process stuff so much easier, which is why Contractor Growth Network, Logan and his team, and us here at The Fight are such a great partnership, because we so much complement what each other is doing. And so when you work with CGN, you're going to get a website where every prospect that calls you and goes to your website, they're going to know the unique value you bring to their project. They're going to know your exact process of working together, and they're going to know the ballpark pricing of what that project is going to cost, okay, before they ever reach out to you, before you ever have to have a conversation with them, like we teach in our pre-qual, the Shin Fu. So this is the pre-pre-qual, all right? They're also going to coach you on how to sell using the website. You're getting a reliable sales tool that you can use every day to sell, because that's the only reason you should have a website, is the thing sells for you, all right? They also give some cool call scripts and support through the whole process. They have 100% money back guarantee. If you don't earn $100,000 from your website within 12 months, they're going to give you your money back. So guys, I want to encourage you to head over to thecontractorfight.com/CGN and book a demo with Contractor Growth Network. All right. So I want to get into some of these, three or four of these sales tips for you guys here. Just, I want to plant these things in your brain, because this stuff's important. And I promise that when you commit to becoming a better salesperson, when you commit to putting the work in, when you commit to some of the things I'm going to share with you here, your life and your business are going to change in some big ways. All right. And the first thing I want to share here that I believe is one of the most foundational things that you could ever believe as a salesperson is that people buy for their reasons, not your reasons. And you must find out their reasons. See, we're all experts. When we talk to a prospect, we go into somebody's home, whatever, we're all experts of all the reasons why we think they should hire us. You know, for many years, you know, way, way back in the day, we didn't use any subcontractors, right? So I'd be going in there going, you know, we have total control of the projects and we don't sub anything out. And we can do these background checks and we won this award and business of the year. And we've had this training and this certification. And all I was doing was throwing up all my reasons all over them. Now, some of those reasons may or may not be important to your prospect. Some of those reasons that you think somebody should buy may or may not be important. But your job as a salesperson is to uncover their reasons, their motive for doing the project. When you do that, the game changes. You differentiate from every other person they will ever talk to. Okay. Second thing that you have to get through your head here. It's not your job to find their money. Stop revising your bids to fit what you think their budget is. Okay. And the way we teach you how to pre-qual, the way I mentioned Contractor Growth Network will build your sales system website, okay? You're going to know their budget because they're not going to continue the process with you if the pricing isn't somewhere where it needs to be. And I see so many of us, we negotiate against ourselves. We try to, you know, I told the story 1,000 times. I think my bid was like $12,200 for this one project, and I revised it down to like $11,800. Because I didn't want it to be over 12,000 bucks. This was 20 years ago, whatever it was. And I sent the thing, they accepted the bid, and they said, oh, that's way cheaper than we thought. We thought it was going to be like 25 grand. So guys, I was stealing for myself, and we do this because we take it upon ourselves to find other people's money. Your job is simply to uncover their motive for buying, their reasons for buying. You have open, honest conversation about what's important to them, what things might cost, and how you can add a lot of value to them, blah, 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 blah. And then it's their decision whether or not they're going to find the money, whether or not they're going to spend the money. No amount of arm twisting or anything like that is going to make any difference. No amount of revising the bid. Because guys, every time you revise the bid and you bring on this pressure of yourself to find your money or their money, you are stealing from your own pocket. You're adding more stress to your life. You're taking on, it's like, it'd be like me paying your mortgage. It makes no sense. Why should I have to fucking pay your mortgage, listener, whoever's listening to this right now? You wouldn't expect me to pay your mortgage. Well, it's not my job to find somebody's money for something that they want either. All right. Not sure that's the best analogy, but hopefully you get it. All right. Third thing I want to share with you guys here. The sale, the actual sale, happens on the phone before you ever go meet them in person. That's why having a sales system like I talked about earlier is so important. That's why our Shinfu sales process, our pre-qualification process is so important, because there's basically 5 main pieces of information that we train you to get before you ever go out there and you meet with somebody. And it's the motive, right? We've talked about that. There are reasons. We actually talk about the money, what something like this might cost or what it could cost or what it will cost. And we're going to be on the same page with that. Then we're going to talk about the truth, step 3. Okay. And the truth is all about, hey, if I come out there and it's different than what we talked about, we'll call a timeout. We'll have a conversation. We'll get back on the same page together. All right. So there's no bullshit. And then number 4 is the influencers. Who are the real decision makers here? Who else should be involved in this conversation so that you don't get the old, I got to talk to my husband speech? All right, I got to check with my accountant or any number of other bullshit excuses people give us. And then the final step in this process that happens over the telephone is what we call the BS meter. And that's to protect your time from going out and meeting somebody who's bullshitting you with a consultation fee. All right. So back to what I said before, the sale happens on the phone before you go meet them in person. We literally have people in our Shinfu Mastermind program that collect a deposit check 100% of the time that they actually go meet with a prospect in person. All right. Now they're weeding through a bunch of others on the phone and they're not wasting their time going out to meet them. So imagine how much your life, how much your calendar would change for the better, how much your bank account would change for the better, all right? Being home for dinner on time, all that other stuff, if you simply only were going to spend time and meet with people and type shit up and, you know, whatever, for people that are going to hand you a deposit check every time, all right? The sale happens on the phone And listen, you're not special. Your industry's not different. All right. We've heard it all. Tom, you can't do that in my industry. Can't do that in my area. People expect you to come out. Guys, that's just limiting beliefs. That's negative self-talk. It's bullshit that's keeping you running on the damn hamster wheel. All right. And the final thing I want to share, like I said, there's like 10 things here at the end of the chapter that I go into. And that's, you got to role play. Okay. You have to practice. The more you practice, the better you'll be when it matters the most. I was having a conversation with a Marine Corps buddy of mine this past weekend, and I said I hadn't been to the range in a long time, the firing range. And, you know, we got into this conversation about how firing a weapon and hitting the target is a perishable skill, that if you are not constantly on top of it, you're going to get worse, right? It's going to perish. It's going to go away. The skill that you once had where, you know, you could hit a target, you know, so far away, right center mast, all right, now you're not as good because you're not practicing. It's the same. It's why golfers go to the driving range every day. It's why Major League Baseball players have batting practice. All right, because these are perishable skills. The more you practice, what I've found is the game slows down. You can see things before they happen. Okay, you're more just in that flow. And if you are not practicing and role playing as a salesperson, you are doing a massive disservice to yourself. Okay. So anyway, listen, there was just a couple thoughts to close out the chapter in sales, but I wanted to share it with you today because I'm just seeing so many people overcomplicate their sales process. And I don't want you to do that. Selling is easy when you make a commitment. Selling and making money is easy when you truly take control of the way that you think and you win that fight between your ears. All right. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of contractors that are selling this way right now. Okay. Because they made a decision to do things in an uncommon way and not play this game of business in the trades like everyone else is. All right. If you really want to win, you got to do things that others aren't willing to do. So hopefully this helps some of you here today. Guys, if you want to learn more about this, head over to thecontractorfight.com. Check out our Shin Fu sales training program. Super excited about it. And with that, you guys rock. I got to roll. Head to iTunes, give us a review, and share this with another contractor. As always, I appreciate you. You guys rock. I got to roll. I'm out.